听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000. Book 1. Unit 12. Leisure time. Part 1. Warming up. A. Keywords. Composer. Be born. Die.
Vocabulary. Composer. Ingenious. Renowned. Celebrated. Prominent.
You will hear the dates of birth and the dates of death of 10 world-famous composers. Listen carefully.Fill in the blanks with the dates you hear. Write as rapidly as you can. You may use short forms for the months. For example, Jan for January, Feb for February.
Johann Bach, a famous German composer, was born on March 21st, 1685. March 21st, 1685.And died on January 28th, 1750.
George Handel, a well-known German-born British composer, was born on February 23rd, 1685. February 23rd, 1685. And died on April 14th, 1759.
Wolfgang Mozart was a brilliant Austrian composer who was born on January 27th, 1756. January 27th, 1756. And died on December 5th, 1791.
Ludwig Beethoven, an ingenious German composer, was born on December 17th, 1770. December 17th, 1770. And died on March 26th, 1827.
As one of the outstanding Austrian composers, Franz Schubert was born on January 31st, 1797, and died on November 19th, 1828. November 19th, 1828.
Felix Mendelssohn, another famous German composer,was born on February 3rd, 1809, and died on November 4th, 1847. November 4th, 1847.
Poland also produced a well-known composer, Frederick Chopin, who was born on March 1st, 1810.March 1st, 1810, and died on October 17th, 1849.
Franz Liszt was a renowned Hungarian composer. He was born on October 22nd, 1811. October 22nd, 1811.And died on July 31st, 1886.
Johann Strauss, another celebrated Austrian composer, was born on October 25th, 1825, and died on June 3rd, 1899. June 3rd, 1899.
As the most prominent Russian composer, Peter Tchaikovsky was born on May 7, 1840, and died on December 6, 1893. December 6, 1893.
B. Keywords. Play. Disc. An account of travel. Service. Talk. Pop music.
Vocabulary. Pensioner. Disc. Interval. Tune.
Listen to a radio announcer describing the programs on tonight. Pay special attention to the time and the names of the programs. Complete the chart below.
And now here are some of the things you can listen to this evening here on Radio 2. Our Wednesday play is at 9 and is called Old People Talking. It's about a small group of old age pensioners sitting in a social club remembering the past. Before that, at 7:30, we have My Favorite Discs, in which Jenny Lindley talks about the records that influenced her musical career. At 10:30, there is an account by James Farmer of his travels in the Middle East by bicycle. And at 11, there's a service from St. Paul's. On Radio 3, the big event of the evening is the broadcast of La Traviata from the Albert Hall. It's at 8, and it has Felicity Newcomb in the major role. The interval talk at 9:15 is Peter Morris, remembering his adventures while fishing in Scotland. Radio 1 has, as usual, continuous pop music. From 6 to 8, it's the Tommy Bryan Show, with interviews with live pop stars. From 10 till midnight, it's Joe Newland with his friends. So if you're in for the evening, or listening on the car radio, there should be something for you. Stay tuned.
Part 2. The new Star Wars movie. Keywords. Star Wars. Movie. Episode. Filmmaker. Fight. Computer technology.
Vocabulary. Episode. Phantom. Menace. Galaxy. Series. Warrior. Critic.
A. In this section, you're going to hear a passage about one of the most popular movies in 1999, Star Wars. While listening, take down some notes, then answer the following questions with the help of the notes you've taken.
The movie that earned the most money in the United States last year was Star Wars, Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. It has earned more than $429 million since it opened May 19th. It earned $28 million during the first 24 hours it was shown. The new Star Wars movie is the fourth one produced by American filmmaker George Lucas. He was responsible for the three earlier Star Wars movies in the 1970s and 80s. All the movies take place a long time ago in a galaxy far from Earth. The stories are about the fight between good and evil. In the first three Star Wars movies, George Lucas used computer technology to show things that had never been seen before on film. The computer made the impossible seem real. But that was not enough for George Lucas. He wanted to do things in a movie that computers could not yet do. So he waited until computer technology had progressed enough to make the fourth movie in the series. Star Wars: The Phantom Menace takes place about 30 years before the other three. It tells about the boy named Anakin Skywalker. It begins the story of how he grows up to become the evil and powerful warrior called Darth Vader. Star Wars: The Phantom Menace includes many unusual creatures that are created with computers. George Lucas says more than 90% of the movie uses some kind of computer-created effect. There are beautiful underwater cities, space vehicles, armies of mechanical men, and unusual natural wonders. Some movie critics did not like the new Star Wars movie, but one critic noted that George Lucas used film and computers to try new effects and ideas. He said the movie is evidence that future filmmakers will be able to show just about anything they can imagine.
B. Now listen again. This time, pay special attention to the numbers in the passage and select the correct answer from the choices listed below. Part 3. The Man with the Horn. Keywords: horn, play, music, band, jazz.
Vocabulary: cheer, band.
A. In this part, you're going to hear a passage about Louis Satchmo Armstrong, one of the most famous jazz musicians in the United States. Listen carefully. Choose the correct answer to each question you hear on the tape.
The crowd cheered and cheered. The man with the horn waved and smiled his great happy smile. "More, more," cried the crowd. And Louis Satchmo Armstrong took his horn and began to play again. Here he was in England, now a famous man. He was rich. He knew many important people. Wherever he went, people knew his name. They wanted to hear his music. As Louis played the sad, slow song, he thought of his home in New Orleans. He lived there as a boy. How many years ago it was? It was a busy, exciting city. But Louis's family was very poor. He went to work to help his mother. He also went to school. One of Louis's teachers asked him to be in the school band. "This horn is yours until you leave our school," his teacher said. Louis's music was jazz, and he loved it. He remembered all the music he heard. He didn't learn to read music until he was a man. When he left school, he played in many bands. He loved his work, and the people loved him. They knew he had a wonderful talent. Louis played in little towns and in big cities. Satchmo's horn had as many sounds as 10 horns. Sometimes slow and sweet. Sometimes fast and hot, high and low. His music was always strong and exciting. "He does make wonderful music," said a man who listened happily. "Yes," said another man. "He makes that horn speak." Then the music ended, and the crowd cheered. Louis Armstrong spoke with tears in his eyes. "I think, my friends, you can listen to as much jazz as I can play. I thought jazz was my music, but now I understand. It is ours. Isn't it beautiful how music brings us together?
Questions. 1. Where was Louis from? 2. What kind of family was he born into? 3. Who knew Louis? 4. What music did he play? 5. When did he learn to read music? 6. What is Louis Armstrong most famous for? 7. What brings Louis and other people together? 8. What does the story The Man with the Horn mainly tell us?
B. Now listen again. Fill in the blanks with the adjectives that describe Louis Armstrong's music.
Part 4. Short talks on listening skills.
Listen to the short talk entitled Letting Things Go, Speed and Vocabulary. Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
Letting Things Go, Speed and Vocabulary. Many English language learners believe that the greatest difficulty with listening comprehension is that the listener cannot control how quickly a speaker speaks. They feel that the utterances disappear before they can sort them out, whereas the words in a written text remain on the page, where the reader can glance back at them or re-examine them thoroughly. This frequently means that students who are learning to listen cannot keep up. They are so busy working out the meaning of one part of what they hear that they miss the next part, or they simply ignore a whole section because they fail to sort it all out quickly enough. Either way, they fail.
Another difficulty is that the listener is not always in a position to get the speaker to repeat what has been said. And, of course, repeats cannot be asked for when listening to the radio or watching television.
Choice of vocabulary is in the hands of the speaker, not the listener. Although in some circumstances, it is possible to stop the speaker and ask for clarification. Sometimes, listeners can get the meaning of a word from its context. But very often, for people listening to a foreign language, an unknown word can be like a suddenly dropped barrier, causing them to stop and think about the meaning of the word, and thus making them miss the next part of the speech. In listening, it really is a case of he who hesitates is lost.
Indeed, determination to listen to what is coming and letting things that have passed go, rather than dwelling upon them, often gives surprisingly good results. Speakers often say things more than once, or rephrase them, or another speaker echoes what has been said. The listener who has not stopped to dwell on a half-missed point gets a second or even third chance to fill the gap in the message he or she is receiving.
Students need to develop the skill of keeping up with the speaker, even being ahead of the speaker, even if this means letting parts which they have failed to sort out pass. Professor H.H. Stern says that the good language learner is the one who can tolerate vagueness and incompleteness of knowledge. This is especially true of good listeners.